here somewhere. It looked like it managed to stay out of the rough anyway.
Mine is off to the left from yours. Over this way.
Ah, here it is. You know, I like not having to check to make sure this is my ball. Since no one has played this course before, there can't be any lost balls or playthroughs to worry about.
Maybe you shouldn't hold the grand opening next month and we can keep it as our own private course.
Let's see. At $2.2 million for the course, that comes to about, $95,000 a hole in green fees. Pretty steep.
Yeah, we'd have to play a couple more times a week to make it worth the money.
I suppose we could ask Fred and Illy to join us. A foursome would cut it down to a 45,000 piece.
I don't know. Having to play with Hilly might decrease its attractiveness. Make me play even faster than those Thunderheads moving in. Ah, finally. Top flight three, that's mine.
Good. I'm gonna try this new 4-iron out right here. Damn, another slice. You know, I don't think I like any of these clubs. Looks like I'm in that sand trap over there by the oak tree.
You know it's not the clubs, Doc. That slice shows up no matter what clubs you use. Look out!
Whoa, that's a nasty hook you got there, Hap.
It's not a hook. You right-handers. If a left-hander muffs it to the left, it's a slice. For you, it's a hook.
You really don't take this game seriously, do you, Hap?
No, I don't. Since we were teenagers, I've seen you bend clubs around trees, throw them into cornfields, and dump your whole bag and cart into the river. I couldn't afford to like the game as much as you did.
So we both sliced to opposite ends of the green.
Neither of us are particularly near the green, I don't think.
I'm in the bunker and you're in the trees. God, I'm glad we're playing all by ourselves out here.
So, is that the old oak tree you keep telling me about? The one where the car crashed?
Yep, that's the one. The boy was still behind the wheel, dead. The girl was never found.
Was she alive after the crash?
No one knows. The door was open and there were signs of somebody around the car, but they never found anything that would tell them whether she left the car on her own or was helped or was just taken from it.
Sounds pretty gruesome.
Yeah, it upset the family that owned this old swamp. They'd lost two of their own kids in the area and 100 before. With that accident, they just couldn't take the guilt anymore.
And you took advantage of their sorry emotional...
Yeah, I had my eye on the land for a long time. It seemed like the right time to make them an offer.
Ooh, cold and heartless.
It wasn't my kid that died. The only stake I had in it was money.
Okay, I didn't mean anything by it.
I know. It's just that's what that Colebuck wrote about me in his column after that construction worker disappeared.
Did they ever find out anything more about that?
I still think he just took off.
But the police never found anything?
Nope. His backhoe was sunk up to the axle in this very sand trap. And he never came back.
So, this is the famous bunker that all looks like it's just been raked,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, this is it.
Impressive. I think I'm in those wildflowers. How come it doesn't need raking?
I have no idea. Just seems to settle naturally into a very neat little sand trap.
My mother always said my hair did that. Fell naturally into place. She hated it. Said it was wasted on a man.
What hair?
Ha ha. Don't start in on me.
Okay, listen. I'll shoot while you're looking for the ball, okay?
Sure.
Hey. I'm sinking. I'm sinking.
Sold Pop and Munchies out at that hut in the fifth hole at Municipal? There it is. I can't see you. Four! Oh, we always used to compete to see who could get the golfers' tees after they teed off, hoping to get tips. And then that time you dove for Harold Odeberg's tee and got hit in the head with his backswing. Doc? Say, you're right. Even after you've stomped all over the sand, it still looks like it's just been manicured. Doc? Where are you? Doc? Doc!
That was The 13th Hole by Jerry Stearns.